Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years' experience with numerology and healing. I speak on topics ranging from relationship and the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new Healing a Childhood Trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, and authors bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me at theblueprintofyoursoul.com and check my special on my numerology chart till the end of the year, and just by clicking the numerology chart on that address, and the address again, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. I'd like to take a moment to remember the incident that happened in Newtown, Connecticut on December 15, and to remember the family of the victims that went through that tragedy. So it's our thought and a light we send towards them during the holiday season also, and we have to keep that in our mind. Our show today is about dating. Now, the 3 things you need to know in order to be more successful in dating. And my guest today is Kellyanne Matuszkiewicz. Kellyanne is an intuitive love coach and the creator of the Course in Love program and the Place of Healing LLC. Her company and program are designed to help spiritual singles transform, release, and heal the barriers in their way to love, health, money, and career their heart desire. She is a guide to living your best life yet. Now, before I bring Kellyanne, I'd like to start to share with you the numbers with you to call us today. Kellyanne and myself, we might take some phone calls for any small reading you might get today. And our call number is 1-800-930-2819. And it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com. Welcome, Kellyanne, to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
Joseph, I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
Very good. Never better, especially in the first snow in Vancouver. So I don't complain.
Well, I'm just really, I'm thrilled to be here. I loved hearing the introduction to your show because that is what I'm all about, is exactly how you described, about healing the subconscious and guiding you to living your best life yet.
Well, I know we have a lot in common in the things we do. We do it from a different angles to different purposes.
Yeah.
And but I'd like to start with a topic that many of our listeners might be interested to get to know. So what are the 3 things that you need to know in order to be more successful in dating? And that might be interesting for me. I'm still single, by the way. So.
Yeah. Well, when you're ready, Joseph, you know who to come to.
All right. I know.
Well, that's great, because that's what I'd love to share today, three barriers that I see that singles that get in their way of attracting love. So, you know, when I say that someone, if it's something that's in their way, what I recognize is people say either they just can't meet somebody, or there's nobody available, all the good ones are taken, or they continue to meet the same type of person over and over again. And when we take a look at these three barriers and you transform these barriers, what you start to attract into your life and the experiences you have not only in your love life, but in your other relationships, in your career and money, all start to shift. Mm-hmm. So I'll count from three down to one. So the number three barrier that I see is what I call past pains. Past pains meaning ex-relationships, past relationships, like your heartbreaks, you know, the guy that broke your heart, the marriage that never went through, the divorce, and also childhood wounds. And so what I mean by that is that, you know, stuff that was kind of still stuck in our energy, stuff, pain that we haven't fully healed from. Because when we have these pains or these traumas, what happens is it actually gets stuck in our energy. And when it's stuck in our energy, that's when I see the same type of partner being attracted over and over again. Or that pain in someone's heart from that heartbreak is so still raw and fresh that it actually keeps them from attracting love again. Mm-hmm. And even with childhood wounds, I had a client who came to me. She was feeling lost. She was disconnected. She really wanted to find love, but she was all confused about her career. She was really having hard times making decisions. And as we started to do some work together, I was intuitively receiving some information that something really profound happened when she was nine years old. And as we started to dig a little bit deeper, she was like, oh, she was very casual and saying, oh, that's when, 9 years old, oh, that's when my parents got a divorce. And we went to court and the judge made me decide where to live. So if you can just take a moment and just think about like how profound that decision for a 9 year old could be to decide you go with your mother or you go with your father. And at that age, at 9 years old, for her, making decisions meant pain for her. So from 9 years old all the way until like in her 20s, making decisions were very, very difficult and she couldn't really make any decisions. Once we transformed and did that healing work, that when that pain got locked in at 9 years old, she went back to school, she got better jobs, she met a boyfriend that she's been dating for almost a year now. So, you know, I love this quote from Ayelana Van Zandt. She says, until you heal the wounds of your past, you will continue to bleed into the future. Mm-hmm. So does that make sense about the past pains?
Oh, big time, because this is all my work is about past history.
Yeah.
So I can relate with that because I know how many people are stuck in that situations. And because of one instant that happened in their life, maybe whatever age what happened, that's still vivid in their mind. So
right.
I can relate it to that. We have to clear the subconscious of that instant and in order to facilitate the move, you know?
Right.
So that's this is why I think we are into the same course. You're doing it for the love as a love coach. Yeah. And I do it from completely as a healing childhood experience. So
right. Yeah. And that's why I feel very blessed to have the intuition that I do, because it's almost like these pains, you know, the people that come to me have tried therapy, they've tried programs, they've tried working with other coaches, and still, you know, they're not able to move forward in their lives. And so when they come to me for an intuitive love reading, or even as we start to work together, it starts to peel away like what the core issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so from there we can make transformation.
So so basically you base a lot from the childhood then?
A lot of it, you know, it does, a lot of it that I've seen has come from childhood or past relationships, but I'd say a lot of it is childhood, because the thing is that as a child, when these pains, these traumas happen, you know, a trauma, let's say, we'll keep with the story of the divorce, as a child, they don't know how to cope or comprehend. So what happens is it kind of gets blocked out or pushed away or pushed down. And so as a child, because you don't know how to, as an adult, you don't have the adult mind to be able to understand what the grand scheme of things are. And
that's
so you,
right.
As a child, you create your story about your, you know, about the situation, you create a story about yourself. And what happens is that continues to repeat itself over and over again until you heal it.
Mm-hmm. It's like our perception changed because we understood it in that fashion at that time, but doesn't mean it was the correct way.
Right.
But at a younger age, this is the way we understood it. And this is how we kept it. So Kellyanne, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how can they reach you?
Well, a couple of ways. If they want to know a little bit more about my work, my website is www.ireturntolove.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do recommend to talk with Carrie-Anne because she knows what she's doing with that, and especially using her intuitive capacity with that. And if any caller would like to call today, they have the chance to do that. If you just tuned in at the moment, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, and today we have Carrie-Anne with us. You have the opportunity to call in and ask your question about dating or about anything you like. And in case somebody needs to have a quick second before we go to break, about what's a love coach?
Really good question. Thank you, Joseph. So a love coach, the basis of my work is a healer. I'm trained in energy medicine, and I'm a clairvoyant. I'm an empath, and I'm able to read energy. I'm able to feel energy. And so, you know, the Cliff Notes version of it is that I help you heal your heart and to guide you to living your best life ever. So okay. The basis of our work is going to transform all areas of your life because everything is intertwined.
Okay, very good. I like that. So it's a different way of looking to our relationships from a different angle, different sense of it. Our toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819. If you have any question about dating, about something you had in the past that you're still struggling with, and or you still have any patterns that you keep repeating over and over, Carrie-Anne will be happy to take your call, or even I can also answer you from my way of looking at it, and to get you the best answer for it. So the toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest today is Kellyanne Matuszkiewicz. Kellyanne, we were speaking a little bit about the childhood experiences before. Do you have any tips on how to heal through those pains?
Yes. So what I'd say is, one of the barriers in keeping you from attracting the love that you desire is these past pains. So exes, heartbreaks, childhood wounds. And so one of my recommendations, if anybody's listening to this and really kind of feeling stuck in attracting relationship, is to take some time out and just really take a look at some of the past relationships and really take an inner inventory if there's anything that you're hanging on to. Are you still resentful towards an ex? Are you angry? You're still holding on to some hurt. And if any of that stuff is going on, there's a couple of things you can do. Is just to allow yourself to feel the pain. I know that even for myself and for some of my clients is that sometimes it feels like the pain that comes along with heartbreak is so big and so scary that you don't even want to feel it. But by not feeling it, you're still holding on to that energy, and that keeps you from attracting love in. So just allow yourself to feel any emotions that come up. You know, write your ex a letter that you'll never send. Get that out of your system. And really take some responsibility of what your part in that relationship was. And just really, just really be kind and loving to yourself in the whole process. You know, again, it's about just like releasing energy that you are holding that is keeping you stuck in the past.
You have a program, as I understand, when I was announcing you in the beginning, you talk about buried belief.
Yeah.
And those buried belief, is it still referred from the childhood, or is it with the relationship or everything altogether?
Actually, it's actually a combination of everything. And actually, that's actually one of the barriers that prevent you from attracting relationships. So I'll talk about that right now, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So these buried beliefs, they do come up from childhood. They do come from past experiences. So some of these buried beliefs, like it'd be something like, and when I say buried beliefs, it's so deep that you're not even consciously aware of it. It's more on the unconscious, subconscious level. And how you'll know that you've got some kind of buried belief going on is either doing an intuitive reading with me or really taking a look at, you know, what is going on in my life, what's going on around me. And you might be, you know, reflect back and see, like, you know, you might have a buried belief that you believe you're not lovable. You believe that you're not enough, you're not good enough, you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough, or that there's something wrong with you, that there's something innately wrong with you. And I had a client, we were actually doing a VIP together one day, and she was struggling with attracting love. She had ended this relationship that just was very unhealthy and still really in this place of struggling. And as I was doing the work with her that day, I was intuitively receiving information that something happened to her when she was in her early teen years. As we continued to talk a little bit more, what happened was is she was actually just acting out as a regular teenager. You know, we all do it. We have our teenage years that everybody dreads. Mm-hmm. And what happened was is her parents overreacted a bit, and they actually had her taken away and put into an institution. And so it was very extreme reaction to her behavior. But what happened to her at that age is she locked in this buried belief that there's something wrong with her and that she's bad. And so by having that buried belief, so buried she didn't realize it was locked in there, she attracted relationships that treated her badly. She attracted situations to make her feel as though something was wrong with her. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah. So it could happen at a very young age. It could happen, you know, when you're on a playground at a very, very young age, and you're not, you know, into the little clique or something like that. You pick up this belief that you're not enough, or you're not lovable, or there's something wrong with you. So when that is trapped in there, or when you're not, when you haven't healed it, you attract things that are going on in your life outside of you. And so that's, I actually want to even say, is that's a lot of the work that I do, is I'm taking what's going on in your life right now. We're not digging into the past. It's not about digging up the past or creating stories from the past or digging into the stories of the past. We're taking a look at, like, what's going on right now and what is that belief, and let's transform it, empower you, so that you can create this amazing life that you feel confident, you feel excited about and inspired, and no longer holding on to these beliefs.
Okay, and so what's the benefit to work with a love coach?
Well, I think the benefit is to working with a love coach, or any coach, a mentor, is that someone like me can see something for you that you can't see for yourself. It's like we can't see our own nose on our own face.
That's right.
And so, right? So we could be doing some, you know, you could be doing something that you're not even aware of. You could have this pattern. You could have this behavior that you're not even aware of. And so in my program, I've developed that this way of getting to the beliefs, the patterns, the fears, the insecurities, and breaking all those down in ways of teaching and healing and transformation, and giving you tools that you have not only now to transform what's going on immediately for you, but what's going, you know, for the rest of your life. And so that, you know, so it's really doing, as a love coach, I do the healing work I do the healing work of things that are in the way from living the life that you really desire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I work with people, the people that come to me have, you know, they read all the books and they've been to coaches and stuff like that. And when you're really ready to commit and really ready to make a change in your life, I'm the one that I would love to be working with somebody like that, when you're really ready.
Mm-hmm. And what made you from the beginning to get involved into something in that nature?
Oh, that's a really good question. I know, because, like, you know, I never heard of a love coach before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my life has been quite a journey. And I was not in the place that I am now, I'd say, like, 20 years ago. At one point in my life, I was 100 pounds overweight. I was in a career that was a lifeless career. I was moving through life like a zombie. I was angry. I was depressed. I was disconnected from myself. I was in a long-term relationship that I was just not happy in. I was actually, you know, I thought that that was all that was available to me. And, you know, when I found energy medicine and did my own healing work on me, I wanted everybody to be able to have this kind of life transformation that I was able to have. And I have this way of determining and finding, taking all of the tools in my toolbox of all, you know, so somebody doesn't have to go and do all of the hundreds of workshops or go through all of the schools that I went through and all of the training that I've been through, because I have this innate gift to be able to meet someone and know precisely what path that they need to go through in order to do the healing work that they need. And I just love it. I think I for the longest time, I was always searching for a way that I can give back to the world and help people really live their best lives. And that's how it got here. It was through my own journey first that helped me really understand A to B.
I believe we all do things according to our journey. We have to start it from ourselves first. We have to understand the lesson behind it, and we take it from there. And but what words of inspiration would you say to someone who feels they've been single forever?
Oh, yeah. I remember those days. I remember those days of sitting on the couch and, like, crying in my, you know, container of Ben and Jerry's, wondering, like, why I was still single and why isn't he knocking on the door? And so what I would say for words of inspiration is that to work on you, live your life, look for the things that are great in your life, you know, follow that passion, you know, go take that art class you wanted, go, you know, follow up with that hobby that you wanted, because As you are living your life, there is a greater chance that you're going to meet someone who is your ideal partner when you're out living your life. And so, and just this kind of always got me through too, was that as I was working on me, my ideal partner was working on himself so that we could meet together.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense, because we're always going to attract somebody that reflects everything what's in us.
Right.
And we cannot get somebody wrong to us anyway, because we have to have the reflection.
Right.
So if you're feeling one day, I don't deserve to be loved, then you're going to reflect that to the outside of you.
Yes.
And that's going to apply into every moment of your life. And this is, I think this is, it works in every style of, if it was a relationship, if it was even finance, even career, in anything we can integrate it in the same way.
Yeah.
We have to see what is it are we attracting into our life.
Right.
You know, if we keep concentrating on paying the bills, we're going to see more bills in our face.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a common sense to it. So it is something to be paying attention to how we operate every day, how we think about everything in our daily life. If you pray for 20 years and God is not answering you, well, if you keep sitting on watching TV, nobody's going to come to your doorstep and say, here I am.
Right.
So from those angles, this is where we need to take it to the bigger distance. So, Kellyanne, if somebody wants to reach you, how can you give again your website?
Oh, sure. Yep. It's www.ireturntolove.com. And I also want to share that it's not out there, but if you go to www.ireturntolove.com/lovemastermind, I've created this new monthly group love mastermind where we meet monthly, and I teach, I coach, I do healing work on there in a group setting. We have a private Facebook page where between the calls we process, we connect, and it's something that I've been doing for the last year now in a group setting, and it's amazing the dynamic that happens in a group setting, because everybody learns from each other.
That's
It's really, really powerful to be able to reach many people at one time. So it's www.ireturntolove.com/lovemastermind.
Thank you. And if you are listening, you can give us a call to get a quick reading from Kellyanne or myself at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Walking down this rocky road.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone lines are officially open. If you'd like to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and can get a small reading from my guest, Kellyanne. Kellyanne, we spoke about the barriers or the tips you need to know in order to be more successful in dating. So what is the third tip that you have for us?
So the third tip is to pay attention to the way that you talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What I see is, and it's the negative self-talk that is almost so under the radar that you don't even realize the things you're saying, like, oh, I'm so stupid, or oh, I look so fat today, or oh, my hair is awful. So what's happening is that it's like, you know, you're taking all of that in. So it's coming from the deeper beliefs. So going back to what we're saying about like the buried beliefs, we have 70,000 thoughts a day. So many of those are on a subconscious level, an unconscious level. You don't even realize some of the things that you're saying. And a lot of it is like this negative gerbil that keeps going around and around with all these negative thoughts. And so if you start to pay attention to what you're actually saying to yourself, you can get a clue into what those buried beliefs are. And so when you're walking around like, oh, I'm so fat, or, nobody's going to love me, or even, any of the negative stuff that you're saying about yourself, mm-hmm. what we speak carries an energy. And so while you might think it doesn't really, it's okay to call yourself fat or say mean things about yourself, that energy is in your field. And so when you're going out to attract love, you could have the best dress on and you could have your hair could look amazing and have your beautiful nails done, or for the gentleman, you could look all dapper in your outfit. But with that energy, that negative energy that you've been talking to yourself hours throughout the day, people are picking up on that energy. So what I'd say is to really stop talking mean to yourself and think, would you say any of these negative things to your best friend? Would you say any of these negative things to your little child? So start paying attention to what you say. And actually, I would encourage you to even take it a step further and start saying positive things to yourself. So if you're at a point right now where you you're just so disgusted with your body, and I get that. I was way overweight for many years and struggled with my own self-image, and it was really hard for me to find anything positive to say about myself. So I started as small as I could, and I would just look at my eyes and appreciate my eyes. And then, you know, I would appreciate my teeth, and I would appreciate the fact that I have legs that were, you know, working. And so it's like, and to really look in the mirror and like appreciate yourself, because what you need to do is, because of all those 70 thoughts a day over and over and over again, you actually have to combat them through positive self-talk and or a mantra or an affirmation. You know, come up with something that you can start to retrain your brain and start to clear your energy field, so that when someone looks at you, you know, you can look at someone, you can tell without them saying a word if they're grumpy, if they're cranky, if they're mean. Same thing goes with like what someone's self-image is about. If they think they're ugly or overweight or unattractive, the other person's going to pick up on the energy. Does that make sense about like having to like switch your thoughts with really being conscious with positive, powerful thoughts?
Big time, because this is basically the foundation of my own work. I mean, you have to reprogram your subconscious.
Yeah.
And in order to bring whatever you want to bring into your life, and this is the exact work I do from a different perspective. But Kellyanne, if somebody wants to get into this program of yours now, and how do you do your work? How you conduct it? What do they gonna expect from it? And what type of people they usually drawn to you?
Well, the people that are usually drawn to me are the people who are really just really, really ready to make a change in our life. A lot of the people that I work with are spiritual, successful entrepreneurs. And so much of their life, their energy and focus has been put into creating these amazing businesses. And when it comes to love, it's like, okay, you know, they've just like launched this amazing program and they want to celebrate with someone, but there's no one there to celebrate with. So when they are ready to really put time, energy, and focus into transforming this, then those are the people that I want to work with. And the best way that to reach me is to go to the website, www.ireturntolove.com, or you can even go a little bit further, Love Mastermind, to take a look at what we're doing there. And so what we do is what they can expect in working with me is getting a deeper view of the patterns that are going on in their life that they can't see for themselves. And, you know, I in some of my teachings, when I talk to my clients, it's like almost like these light bulbs that go on that they haven't been able to see love, relationship, self-talk, radical self-love. That's a lot of what I teach, is radical self-love. I remember a time when I was having trouble attracting a relationship, and a very good friend of mine said, Kellyanne, you've got to love yourself first. And I was like, I do love myself. But when I really took a look at the way that I was allowing people to treat me, the way that I was saying yes to things that I didn't want to say yes to, the boundaries I had in my life actually that didn't exist, that wasn't loving myself. And so I teach people how to transform their life beginning within. And, you know, I describe it like a bicycle wheel. When one area of your life is off, it's going to throw the rest of your life off.
Definitely, and it's you need to bring the balance into your life. But from what you're saying, I gather that you need to create your boundaries. You need to create your limits, and sometimes to say no, simply no.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't get involved into experiences that's gonna hurt you anyway. And you know it's not the right way for you. And intuitively, you're getting the message, but you keep denying it.
Right.
And this is where things can happen. So, Kellyanne, in a nutshell, if somebody taking this program, so what's going to be into that program? You're going to be doing it over the phone?
Oh, yeah. Yes. The work that I do is over the phone. It's for the I have individual I have one-on-one coaching that I do, and I have group coaching that I do. Everything is over the phone, and we meet on a regular basis. The Love Mastermind is a monthly call with a private Facebook group, and my intuition, I do calls all the time, intuitive love readings, and I can read through the phone, I could read through the computer, I can instantly connect with somebody's energy because energy knows no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how long is the lens that need to be into that program? Is there any time for it, or?
Well, it really depends on someone's commitment. So the Love Mastermind is someone who just wants to dip their toe in and maybe get a feel of who I am and the work that I do and maybe just do a little tune-up, and it's something they could do month to month if they like. I mm-hmm. have a 6-month private group program, and then I also have a 3 and 6 month one-on-one program. So if somebody is interested in understanding a little bit more about the work and really wanting to do maybe like a 30-minute quick intuitive love reading with me, they can absolutely connect with me through my website, and mm-hmm. We could set that up so okay. we can determine what program is best for them.
Very good. And would you mind sharing your last word of insight with us to inspire living a joyful life?
Absolutely. So what I would say is that, you know, the number one relationship is the one between you and you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my favorite quote from Rumi is, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all barriers within yourself that you've built against it." So when you're ready to change your life, begin within and practice radical self-love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything starts with us anyway. So somehow,
Absolutely. Somehow
it's like if you don't appreciate every moment that you do in life and bring recognition to it or be grateful for it,
yeah.
I mean, we start going in a backward ways over and over. And
yeah.
Can you share again one more time your site with us?
Yes. Thanks, Joseph. It's www.ireturntolove.com.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Kellyanne, for being with us today. And after the break, I have an MP3 from Laurel Eden that is just released for the occasion of 12/21/12 that is coming in the next few days. I would like to have it played, and I will talk a little bit after that, after our short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with the Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. I'd like to tell you about a special music video created by Laurel Eden for amazing dance song we're calling Post-December 21st Anthem of Celebration. She created this funny video to help people to not be afraid about December 21st and instead to celebrate, laugh, and be joyful. And that is so evident in her video. I do recommend that you go and watch it on YouTube. We are going to play the song for you right now. You should definitely go to YouTube and watch the video. You can search it for We're All Still Here, December 21st, or search under her name, Laurel Eden. And I'm going to have Laurel on the show in January, and you can watch that show at the moment. And I'm going to ask my producer to play the song We're All Still Here.
Dancing for joy and kissing strangers, jumping naked in our lakes and rivers. We're hugging everyone we meet, and there's a party on every street. At 12 we held our breath and closed our eyes. Made it here all right. No way.
your Facebook friends to get outside. There's nothing left to fear, and every night there's a party right here. The DJs are spinning for free, and we're going wild, 'cause we're all still here, alive. There's a party and it's worldwide, so throw your hands up high, 'cause we made it here alright. No asteroid, no pole reversal, no.
So that was the song from Laurel Eden, We're All Still Here. You can watch the video on YouTube, and I recommend that you go there and watch it, and it's a funny video. What I would like to end the show today, that we are coming into a new consciousness. We are driven into towards that new consciousness that we have to make the change in our life, and it's time to start doing some action, because one part of the old you that didn't work before in the past, it is time for you to start looking forward on how can I improve my life? How can I change my life? How can I live my life being fulfilled, being joyful, being happy? It's a simple thing we ask as a human, to be happy at the end. So it is very important to do that. And this, I don't believe in after the 21st of December, the end of the world. It won't happen, unfortunately. But it is going to be more a sense that we need to take some new drastic change in our life. And for some of us, it might be we're going to be forced to do it if we keep being stubborn too much about it. And we have to take some actions. During the holidays, I have a very good specials on my numerology chart. You can go to the blueprintofyoursoul.com, the blueprintofyoursoul.com, and you click on numerology special, and you can see the special for the end of the holidays. You can give it as a gift certificate if you're tired of going shopping everywhere and making people unpleased. You can request for a gift certificate, and I can send you that. And also, I have a very, very special on consciously living your destiny. If you really you want to get into the next phase of life, and you want to start to understand better yourself, and understanding what happened in your life, and understand your strengths, your weakness, and everything about you, I do recommend you to come join me in for Consciously Living Your Destiny. My first kickoff event is going to be in San Diego in January 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th, in Vancouver, BC, Canada, in February 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and Seattle, Washington, on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of March. So it is, I do recommend that to join me into those if you want to get deeper into understanding yourself, your life, why things happen. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Kellyanne Matuszkiewicz for being with us today and sharing her great wisdom and knowledge. And join me next week on the last show of the year. I'm gonna I invited again my good friend Kemi Rose Zaft to be with me. We're going to both take calls on that day to for a quick reading, for end-of-the-year reading. So give us a call at that time. We're going to talking about it. We're going to give the prediction of the end of the year, what's happening at that time, what we need to expect in the new year for all of us. And give us a call and start bringing that into your own life with the knowledge, the information, and everything that it is coming. And also, I'll be hosting Dr. Pat show on the 27th, the next day on Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific. Dr. Pat show, you can join me there at 10 Pacific. I'll be doing completely numerology chart and be giving away some prizes for numerology chart and for even my event for 2013. So I would like to have you come down also to the drpatshow.com and look me up at 10 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, the 27th, December 27th. So I'm off for the day, and thank you for listening and for being with us today. And next after me is Elizabeth Coxon, and just keep safe and have a great week, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stanis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.